This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, hour two on the radio. I understand we are not going to be on Lindell today. Some sort of technical difficulties. I don't believe we're on. If we are on, I don't know about it. I believe we lost our Zoom connection, so we will not be on Lindell TV today. So you can't find me there. You can only find me here on USA Audio Network and my flagship station, of course, as always, AM 670 in Las Vegas and so many other great stations around the United States. We got all the great stations in Connecticut. So many great stations in Connecticut, up and down the I-95 and all the way into Long Island and Suffolk County. Great stuff in Connecticut. My great buddy Lee Elsie out there on the same stations. He does the morning. I've got the evening. And it is a heck of a powerful 1-2 punch combination. I think the best way to start this hour number two is to start the same way I started hour number one, with a commentary that's gotten such fabulous response. And I mean, fabulous response from everyone who reads it, because there's a lot of angry people out there, and I don't want to say angry white people, because that makes it sound like this is some sort of racist diatribe. I think if you're white, if you're black, if you're Latino, and you're middle class, and you are a Republican, you are a conservative, you're a patriot, you're a Christian, doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, I think you'd be very angry at what went on to start the Super Bowl yesterday. I think black middle class Americans would be just as angry as white middle class Americans. Why do we have a black national anthem to start a football game? I've never heard anything so disgusting and offensive in my entire life. So the title of my column is I Did Not Stand for the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl, and here are some important questions for the NFL. And I sure think I had a bullseye in this one from the response I've gotten. You guys love it. The so-called Black National Anthem was sung at the Super Bowl on Sunday, and I did not stand. Did you? I find this disgraceful and disgusting. I find it racist. I find it divisive. I find it offensive and insulting. Not because I'm white, but because I'm an American. I grew up in a blue-collar neighborhood in a majority black town. I am Jewish. My neighbors were Italian Catholic and Irish Catholic. At my high school on the Bronx borderline in Mount Vernon, New York, almost everyone was black. I was the minority. I was bullied. I was attacked. I was beaten. But I never asked for an anthem to celebrate my minority status. Why would we celebrate a national anthem for only one group? I thought we were all Americans. Should there be 20 national anthems before games? Because that would take an hour before you even start a football game. Why not a white national anthem? Certainly, if you're going to play a black one, there should definitely be a white national anthem. If you could have a black anthem, why not a white one? Why can't I celebrate being white while you're celebrating being black? Why is one racist and the other just fine and dandy? Why not a Jewish national anthem? Blacks make up 12% of America, but Jews make up only 2%. Aren't Jews even more of a minority than blacks? So why shouldn't our minority be celebrated too? Why does only one minority qualify? Why not an Italian national anthem? Or Irish, or Polish, or Asian, or Latino, or gay, or straight, or a trans national anthem? Oh boy, I better not give them ideas. How come only black Americans get to be celebrated? Man, is that racist. Here are a few more important questions. When did the USA become a black nation? Last I checked, We're all just one nation under God. Doesn't that nation already have a national anthem? Do we live in America, or has the name been changed to Black America? Because if there's no country named Black America, why would there be an anthem for Black America? This makes no sense to me. Would Black Americans be offended if someone said that America is about 70% white, so therefore we live in white America? I think they'd be pretty damn offended. I'm white, and I'd be offended. This isn't my America. This isn't white America. It belongs to all of us. We are all Americans, and there should be only one anthem that represents all of us. It's one for all and all for one, right? Millions of Americans feel like the NFL just spit in our face. Yet no one in the mainstream media thinks this is a big story. That's either bizarre or racist. If the argument is you don't understand, Wayne, Black America is different. They experienced unique persecution with racism and slavery. They deserve this. Well, first of all, two wrongs don't make a right. Blacks were treated badly. We all agree. Guess what? The NFL just treated everyone who isn't black badly. Secondly, the black experience was terrible, but it's not unique. My Jewish people have experienced prejudice and hatred for thousands of years, including here in America. We also have been enslaved in Rome and in Egypt. We were enslaved by the Romans and the Egyptians. But we've experienced something far worse than slavery. The Holocaust was about slavery, mass murder, and the attempted extinction of our race. So why isn't there a Jewish national anthem played at football games? If you want to play that childish game, our persecution was worse than your persecution. Nah, 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 nah. And our persecution was far more recent. The Holocaust was only about 80 years ago. Slavery in America ended almost 200 years ago. More importantly, those days of racism and persecution for blacks are gone, thank God. But watching the nationwide protests since the Hamas mass murder of Jews in Israel, with protesters screaming death to Israel and genocide to Jews, it's pretty clear the persecution of Jews is still very much alive. But I don't want a Jewish anthem, despite all of that. I don't want a Jewish anthem before football games. Why would anyone want to divide America like this? Is someone looking to start a new civil war? There should not be a black America or a white America. There is only America. Most importantly, why would any CEO want to offend and anger a majority of his own customers? The majority of NFL fans are white. Does the NFL hate its own white fans? Is the commissioner, CEO of the NFL, Roger Goodell, self-hating? Is he filled with white guilt? I think the answer is yes to both of those. Does he want to chase away all his fans who don't happen to celebrate racism towards whites and the division of our country? Because he'd be chasing away most of the NFL's fans. And that would be dumb business, wouldn't it? I don't see white America or black America. I don't see white football players or black players. I see Americans. I see my brothers. I see my countrymen. It's time to retire the black national anthem at NFL games, unless you want to divide America according to race or religion or tribes. Is that what the NFL wants? I know one thing. I will not stand for a black national anthem. So that's my commentary that came out just this morning, and the response I've gotten has been overwhelming and positive, and so far zero negativity, not one negative response. So far it must be like 300, we love this, and zero on the other side. Good stuff. And, you know, now we move on, okay? I made a bet on the Kansas City Chiefs. I won the game. For me, it was a good Super Bowl. I hated the Black National Anthem to start it. I hated the halftime show. I thought it was low class. I thought it was boring. I thought it was kind of disgusting and offensive with Usher taking his shirt off. I thought there were like 400 dancers and singers out there, and they were all black. And I got to tell you something. America has white people in it. You can't have a halftime show that excludes white people. Not one white person? I mean, how absurd can you be? So, you know, look, the NFL is just woke and disgusting, but its fans are almost all conservative Trumpers like me. You find me a football fan, I'll show you a guy who played football in junior high and high school and college like me. I'll find you a guy who loves the violent hitting. You know, it brings him back to his high school days or his college days. And you find me a football game, and I'll find you people who graduated South Carolina, and they're betting on the University of South Carolina. They graduated Michigan, they're betting on the University of Michigan. They graduated Ohio State, they're betting on Ohio State. You know, that's how it all happens. You go to college or you live in an area, and you just fall in love with the football team. And you're not going to take that away from us. You're never going to take that away from us. I hear people say, oh, Wayne, you shouldn't watch football anymore. You're never going to take football away from me or 100 million American, all-American men, red-blooded all-American men. You're just not. You're never going to take it away. Try as you may with your Black Lives Matter bullspit and your kneeing and your social justice end zones and kneeing for the national anthem, you're never going to take football away from us. Not going to allow it. It's one of the joys of our lives. And betting on the games is one of the things that most of us enjoy more than even watching it. We like watching it with a bet on it. The betting is what matters to so many American men. So I just think the Black National Anthem is a bridge too far. Nobody's going to accept it. No one can even believe it's happening. When I get back, I will talk to you about all the other stories in the news today. And there's a lot of them. A lot of them. About the open border, and a lot of them about what our country faces. There's some good news for once. The Israelis went in and went into an area of Gaza that Biden told them, do not go near that place. Do not go in. Don't do it. And immediately they rescued two hostages who have been held since October. And I just got to ask, how come when that submarine went to the bottom of the sea, the whole world was on pins and needles? Can we rescue them? Can we rescue them for 5 days? Can we rescue them? The Jews go in and rescue two people that have been held hostage for months and months, and the world says nothing. The world should be cheering. We rescued two Jews from these savages. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form. They'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now. They're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation is raging. World War III is upon us. Don't forget the vaccines. The vaccines are a killing machine. COVID vaccine is just killing people. Left and right, heart attacks, strokes, cancer, turbo cancer, excess death. Everyone is buying gold and silver for a good reason. Things are going downhill fast. And the price of gold is right around an all-time high for months now. Central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, are buying gold with both hands. So who are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Central banks, smartest, most brilliant minds of the financial world. And why are they buying so much gold? Who's buying the most gold, by the way, in the whole world? China. Because they understand what's coming, because they're causing the disaster. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. I started to tell you this story in our number one, I never got to the bones of the story. Two members of the United States Congress denied access to a federally funded migrant facility for oversight of taxpayer spending. So it's really amazing. Earlier this week, journalist James O'Keefe of O'Keefe Media visited a Ramada Inn converted to a migrant housing facility that is reportedly being run by the Casa Elitas program in Tucson, Arizona. According to O'Keefe, buses were coming in with new migrants every 15 minutes, including while he was interviewing a Pima County Sheriff deputy. During the interaction, O'Keefe disclosed he had an undercover inside facility. It was reported by O'Keefe there was a makeshift room in the hotel with over 150 cots set up. The reporting by O'Keefe caught the attention of two congressmen, Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin, who sits on the House Judiciary Committee, as well as Doug LaMalfa of California, who's on the Natural Resources Committee. And during a trip to Arizona, Representative or Congressman Tiffany and LaMalfa decided to visit the very same facility O'Keefe was talking about. Upon arrival, Representative Tiffany identified himself as a member of Congress on the Natural Resources Committee to an individual working at the hotel. Representative Tiffany said he wanted to stop in and take a look at how this place is operating because we understand you have a lot of migrants coming through here, but was denied access because we're not allowed to let anybody in that's not an employee or staff. Tiffany said this facility was utilizing federal funding, of which the U.S. Congress has oversight, and that he would like to speak to a manager. The employee wouldn't even let the congressman into the office. A woman in a hoodie and a surgical mask then appears. When the congressman introduced themselves, the woman says, "No cameras, please," and asks someone to call the sheriff. Call 911, because they're on private property. Can you imagine? These are congressmen! And they're on property that is being funded by your taxpayer dollars and the United States government. Representative Tiffany told the woman they were not trespassing, and after being told they were trespassing, they once again identified themselves as members of Congress. We're here as members of Congress. There are federal dollars that go into this operation. We have oversight. We want to go in and see what your operation looks like. Tiffany told the woman that they would call for public hearings because there appears there are other operations like this and people really need to know where their dollars are being spent. Representative LaMalfa was talking about being able to issue subpoenas, and the woman walked away from the two members of Congress. The organization that runs the facility is reported as Casa Elitas, a program of the Catholic Community Services of Southern Arizona. Their website claims they are a humanitarian aid project committed to helping asylum seekers. Folks, I've been talking about this for a long time. The Catholic Church, you know, Catholics are almost all really good conservatives and patriots. But the Catholic Church, dirty, man. The Catholic Church, you know what they want? They want to let everybody in the world into the United States because they'll all drop money in the hat when they pass in a church. That's all they care about. They're not going to be responsible for the funding. The government gives them the money for the funding. All these people on welfare and food stamps and free medical. My God, the list goes on and on. Free schools. Our taxpayer money. Our taxes are going to go through the roof. The government's going to pay for it. The Catholic Church will get rich because every one of them will drop money into the hat when they pass it around at church. What a scam.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. War now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is participating in a closed hearing Monday regarding his classified documents case in Florida. Trump and his legal team were scheduled to convene with a federal judge for an extensive discussion expected to last several hours. Trump facing allegations of taking hundreds of classified documents with him when he left the White House. President Biden making light of concerns about his memory. Speaking at a conference in Washington Monday, Biden quipped,
"What I didn't realize, and I've been around, I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while. I do remember that."
His remark follows a report that characterized Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. A series of significant storms is pounding the southern U.S. with tornado watches and warnings spread across southern Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and into Tennessee and the Carolinas. Further north, wintry conditions will be hitting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Is on fire. Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is the Replatform Freedom Economy Convention, March 8th through 10th at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas, which used to be Bally's Resort and Casino. It's now Horseshoe Resort and Casino. Replatform is the largest gathering of parallel economy businesses, consumers, and advertisers in one place at one time. I'll be giving the opening speech. Come hear me, the founders of Give, Send, Go, and many other famous business leaders. Replatform has been created by the same team who defeated the vaccine mandates. The world changed during the COVID pandemic with a merger, some might say a conspiracy, between government, media, corporate, deep state, and big pharma. And these guys had a big victory against the vaccine mandates. And now they're helping Americans like you to pursue happiness and success in the emerging parallel freedom economy. So great, great guests. We've got with us the founders of Give, Send, Go, who are going to be speaking at this Replatform Vegas convention. Heather Wilson and Jacob Wells. And I want to welcome you both to the show. They are the co-founders of Give, Send, Go. Heather and Jacob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
All right, so explain exactly what Give, Send, Go is. It's a website, givesendgo.com, and give everyone an explanation of what you guys do and where your big advantage is.
Sure. So Give, Send, Go has been around for about 10 years now, since 2014, started by Jacob, myself, and a sister. And we are an online fundraising platform. People come on, they have a need, they start a campaign, they ask their friends and family to help them fund whatever they're raising money for, and they transfer the money easily to their bank account. Sounds simple, sounds like something everybody needs. We all know different platforms that do similar things. And so, you know, we ask, well, why is it so important that there's another one like Give, Send, Go? And the bottom line is because we're watching our nation, our world go crazy in the censorship game. And Give, Send, Go now is a online fundraising platform that allows people to raise funds for what's important to them, even if we disagree with them. It's kind of novel these days.
Exactly. I let people speak. I don't worry about what they believe in. I might debate them. I might say they're wrong, but I don't try to censor them. I don't try to ban them. I don't try to destroy their lives. But you and I both know that's exactly what the left does. That's their game plan. So you guys, I don't know if you consider yourselves right or you consider yourselves not right nor left. You're just into making money. You're capitalists and you let anybody talk. But are you kind of right yourselves?
I would say on a personal level, definitely lean more conservative. Heather and I, as siblings, we grew up in a conservative Christian upbringing. I, after spending some time in the military, thought I was going to be a pastor at various points. So we definitely lean, I'd say, more on the conservative bent. But our whole focus in creating Give, Send, Go was a recognition that as important as it is to raise money for the needs that are around us here locally and around the world, people also need hope, because money will meet will help solve the material needs that you have, but it doesn't bring hope in some of these situations where we see lots of tragedy. And so we wanted a platform that shared a little bit more hope with people rather than just be a platform all about money. And so you see on our website various Bible verses, but also the pray button, ways for people to send messages to campaign owners, encouraging them and sharing hope with them. And we also have a prayer team that shares hope with people. So we do as a platform stay neutral in the middle. We've had things on the left that we disagree with, and we've had things on the right that we disagree with. And we say, you know what, we want to share hope with people as they're going through the difficult things that they do.
I assume your biggest competitor is GoFundMe. That's kind of the guys on the other end of the spectrum who raise lots of money, are very successful, but they censor and ban and won't allow all kinds of people on the right to raise money for the things they want to raise money for, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And when we started 10 years ago, that wasn't as big of a thing. We weren't seeing it as blatant as we do nowadays. So, you know, we were just going to be an alternative. And now, because of how crazy these platforms are that think they're the God and can decide on everybody's rights and freedoms, what we're watching is we no longer want to just be an alternative to GoFundMe and some of these others. We're going to be the replacement. We're going to take over this market space. We're watching our numbers go up. We're watching the other platforms fire people and whittle down. And our goal is to be the number one crowdfunding platform in the world. We're already in over 80 countries where GoFundMe is only in 35. And we know that people need freedom to make a difference. And so we're just going to allow that. And we're watching ourselves grow because of that principle.
How do you decide what to allow and what not to allow? I mean, there must be some limits what you'd allow, or you just figure let the free market take care of it and there are no limits?
Yeah, so it's really the law determines a lot of those things already. So if it's illegal, it's not allowed. And we do have kind of that laissez-faire attitude, which is let the market determine. We do have a standard, and part of this is a journey. We say this, Heather and I say this all the time as we navigate some of the complexities, because we do live in a world where there are polarized ideas that, and extreme ideas that really have some tension around them. And, for us, our drive in that, where we've settled in, is saying, we're going to let freedom reign. We're going to let the default be freedom. And we're going to protect children in the process, children that don't have a voice. So we've set the standard as our platform that you can fundraise pretty much for anything that's legal outside of fundraising for your abortion, the killing of an innocent child, or for fundraising for the transgender transformation of a youth. Now, if you're an adult, and we just recently had a campaign for an adult that wanted to fundraise for their transgender top surgery, and we're completely fine in the sense that you can use our platform for that. It's not necessarily something that we agree with, but we're going to let the market decide. We're going to be as neutral as possible. We recognize the freedoms that we have came at a very high price for us, and it shouldn't necessarily be Heather or I or anyone else dictating to people what they can fundraise for. The law already exists for that reason.
And you two are both, and we're talking to Heather Wilson and Jacob Wells, who are the co-founders of Give, Send, Go. And if I understood correctly, you two are siblings. Is that right? You grew up together?
Yeah, we're actually two of 12 siblings.
Wow.
Same mom, same dad, no twins. Those are all the, not Catholic. Those are all the questions people ask.
Wow. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, we grew up in southern New Hampshire, and a lot of our family resides up in the Northeast. Even till today, family reunions are amazing with us and all our children. The cousins are going to run the world, I think, one day.
That's great. And where are you guys based? Where's Give, Send, Go actually based nowadays?
We're out of Massachusetts. We're incorporated out of Delaware and currently out of Massachusetts, but our team is all remote, so...
Thanks. Right. You could be anywhere you want in the whole United States. I get it. Hey, listen, I'm based out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and my show is carried on radio by USA Audio Network in Dallas, Texas. And my board op and associate producer is in my ear from Dallas, Texas. And I've got my Real America's Voice TV show, and the crew that runs my show is in Denver. And sometimes they're on the East Coast. Sometimes they're in Miami. So, I mean, the whole world is kind of mobile nowadays. So pretty cool. You're going to be part of the replay. Platform Convention in Las Vegas at the Horseshoe, March 8th through 10th. The Horseshoe used to be Bally's. Now it's Horseshoe Hotel and Casino, March 8th through 10th. Tell us what you're going to be talking about when you two give a major speech at this replatform conference.
Well, one of the reasons we decided to get involved is because we are a fundraising platform and we know how important it is for people to be able to raise funds. And so a lot of what we're going to be talking about in several different sessions over the weekend is sharing a campaign that the REAP platform staff have picked ahead of time that we say we're going to try to encourage people to be as generous as possible because we know generosity can change the world. And so we're going to be talking about how to use GiveSendGo to be generous. We're going to obviously tell what separates us and some of the cool stories we have. But one of the main things we're going to be there for is to be the fundraising platform because the heart behind the Replatform conference, one of them is we want to give people an opportunity to be generous, to think outside themselves, not just to come together and complain about the world and you know, what's bad about it, but to actually say, no, here's opportunities that we can step in, fundraise, and make a difference. And so we're really excited about that. We're finalizing who that nonprofit organization is going to be, that is going to be the who we're going to be fundraising for over the weekend. But yes, we're really excited about this.
And we're all in the game together. I'm the opening speaker of that event, and it's all about creating a parallel economy. In other words, the mainstream economy out there in many ways is woke and liberal and lefty and anti-American and anti-Christian, and all of us are part of this new conservative parallel economy, or maybe you'd call it a patriot parallel economy with like-minded folks, and you guys are in that same like-minded genre as Wayne Allyn Root. We're all into freedom. You know, let people live and let live. Don't ban them. Don't censor them. Don't try and silence them. Let them live and let them speak. So it's all about the parallel economy. It's March 8th through 10th. I will be the opening speaker. Heather Wilson and Jacob Wells, the co-founders of Give, Send, Go, will be giving a major address at the conference as well. Get your tickets now at replatformvegas.com. Use the promo code WAR to receive 10% off. Replatformvegas.com. Heather and Jacob of Give, Send, Go, thank you for coming on the show and thank you for making this a better world. Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Thac and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Thac product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Thac and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wayne Alaroot, the root's on fire. Hey, Donald Trump is now America's most respected leader by a wide margin. You know, it's just amazing. It's like if you listen to the liberal media, they had you believing how unpopular Trump was and everybody hates him. Trump is America's most respected leader by a 20-point margin over second place Joe Biden. That's scary. Joe Biden's in second. Here's the actual results of the Rasmussen Report, who asked 749 likely voters a simple question: which of the following do you respect most as a leader? And the answer was Donald Trump, 42%, Joe Biden, 21%, Barack Obama, 17%. Oh, I thought Obama was far more popular than Trump. Obama, 17%, Bernie Sanders, 5%, Nikki Haley, 5%, Mitt Romney, 3%, and Hillary Clinton, 2%. A full 28% of black voters claim Trump as their most respected leader, compared to just 25% for Biden. Trump beats Biden on this question with black voters by 3%. Hillary earned just 1% of black votes, which tied her with Mitt Romney. With black people, the only person that topped Trump was Obama. Among Democrats, Trump earned 13% support, which put him ahead of Bernie Sanders, by the way. Only 1% of Democrats chose Hillary as their most respected leader. 1%! Among Republicans, 75% chose Trump. Only 43% of Democrats chose Biden. Among independent voters, 39% chose Trump. Biden didn't even come in second. Obama was second with 17%, and only 13% chose Joe Biden. Trump beat both Obama and Biden combined with independents. So, you know, I don't know what else you could say to prove that Trump is a fantastic candidate. Not a bad candidate, a fantastic candidate. All right, let me shift gears because I saw a story a few days ago that was so shocking to me. I couldn't believe it because, you know, many years ago, 10 years ago, my daughter graduated Harvard. So that means if she graduated 10 years ago, 14 years ago, we were jumping up and down with joy, tears of joy, because my daughter received her acceptance letter to a college that's widely regarded as the greatest university, the smartest university in the entire world. You know, the number one university in the world, Harvard, in those days. And we were so excited. I didn't care that it was liberal. I cared that once you get in Harvard, your ticket is punched or stamped for the rest of your life. And my kid went to Harvard. Wow. She graduated Phi Beta Kappa right at the top of her class. And she's now Dr. Dakota Root. But now to go to Harvard, you need a COVID-19 vaccine. Forget about the fact that they're racist, they hate white people, they hate Jews. They seem to support Hamas and the Palestinian cause, and they've thrown Israel under the bus. On top of that, they're ready to kill their own students. Harvard renews their COVID-19 vaccine mandate, joining 69 other schools. Did you know that to get into colleges, your kids need to be vaccinated? Did you know that? It's incredible. It's impossible to even believe. And when you kind of combine that with a story that came out over the weekend, you just go, how is this possible? Who are these people that are willing to murder children? For what reason? What reason? No child, and when I say child, I'm not talking about five-year-olds. I'm talking about college kids, right? There's no college kid that gets COVID and dies in the entire United States. Find me a college student in America that got COVID and died. Well, maybe since the vaccine, if you have, but not many. And find me an elementary school kid that died who didn't already have cancer. Find me a junior high or high school kid. There is no risk, or so little, it's basically zero risk of dying from COVID if you're a kid. So why do they need a vaccine that's so dangerous and deadly? Because now a report was published by the UK government. No one in the mainstream media will tell you this, only Wayne Root. The Department of the UK government, known as the Office for National Statistics, ONS, and it reveals people aged 18 to 49 who have received four doses of the COVID-19 vaccine are up to 318% more likely to die of any cause than unvaccinated people aged 18 to 49. This means we have found the cause of excess deaths being so high across the West, and why young people are dying of cancer across the West, and in particular across the UK. Massive excess deaths of young people in the United Kingdom since the COVID vaccine came around. And now we have the data to actually prove it. The link between COVID vaccines and increased cancer and death in children and young adults. It's there. Yet Harvard is now renewing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. You can't register for the upcoming semester until you've gotten the shots and the boosters, joining 69 other colleges around the country. Is this incredible? They're killing college students who have zero chance of ever dying from COVID.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.